heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers racing toward a government shutdown. The deadline midnight to agree on a short-term funding bill.
The Senate is expected to vote possibly more than once on the House-passed bill that would avert a shutdown, funding agencies through November 21st. Democrats are expected to block it. If the standoff continues, the first shutdown in nearly 7 years would begin at midnight. Much of the federal bureaucracy would grind to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of civilians would be furloughed, and federal employees who must still report for work wouldn't be paid until a shutdown ends.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy, the Congressional Budget Office, estimates in this round it could cost taxpayers $400 million a day to pay federal workers who'd be barred from working. Hurricane Umberto's outer bands raked Bermuda today, but forecasters say Umberto's strength will pull Imelda further out to sea and spare the U.S. a direct hit. All Wall Street today, investors shrugged off earlier concerns of a shutdown, stocks ending up. This is ABC News. A new recall issued today involving child car seats from a popular seller.
Evenflow is recalling over 324,000 child seats because foam in the headrest could be a choking hazard, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall involves Evenflow's Revolve 360 Slim and Gold Revolve 360 Slim models. Owners who registered their products will be notified October 31st. Evenflow will send owners additional tape seal to secure the foam free of charge. Alex Stone, ABC News.
After ICE agents took Des Moines Public School District Superintendent Ian Roberts into custody last week, alleging he was living in the U.S. illegally, another school district in Pennsylvania Roberts served as superintendent is speaking out. The Mill Creek Township School District in Erie County says in a statement that he served from August 2020 to 23 and went through a FBI background check, completed an I-9 eligibility form, and supplied documentation to support his work. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60.
and mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man convicted of shooting and killing two newlyweds in an Elkhorn bar will spend the rest of his life in prison. We get more from Ted Aylin.
In June, a jury found 58-year-old Thomas Rout guilty in the February 2024 shooting deaths of Gina and Emerson Weingart during an armed robbery at the Sports Page Bar. Friday, Rout was sentenced to life without parole by Walworth County Judge Christine Dretwa. Rout, who also admitted to police to shooting at a witness as he ran from the bar, was convicted on six total charges.
Students got an educational tour Monday at Forest Hill Cemetery in Madison, thanks to the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Education Director Eric Wright says the annual Talking Spirits Tour brings live actors to the gravesites of four prominent Madison residents who took part in World War II. He says that it brings more education than just simply listening to facts in front of gravestones. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident Monday in Wabasha County. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the 21-year-old St. Charles woman was driving southbound on County Road 2 when she collided with a vehicle traveling eastbound on Highway 247, driven by a 60-year-old man from Elgin. Both drivers were injured in the accident and taken to the hospital. The victims' names have not been released. Charges have been filed against a lacrosse man in connection with an injury hit and run. That accident happened Friday morning in lacrosse, with police saying that 18-year-old David Resto was speeding when he ran a stop sign, then hit another vehicle and continued from the scene. Two people were left hurt, one seriously. Resto appeared in court yesterday on charges that include hit and run, causing great bodily harm. Minnesota and Wisconsin soybean farmers are facing an uncertain future as China shuts out the U.S. from the market. China has not purchased any soybeans from American farmers. According to the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Minnesota's 26,000 soybean farmers and ship about 60% of their soybeans overseas, as China is their top buyer. Due to the recent trade war, China is buying its soybeans from Brazil and Argentina instead of the U.S. Farmers are hoping for a resolution soon. Soybeans are the number one agricultural exports for Minnesota. Businesswoman Missy Hughes has launched her campaign for Wisconsin governor. This comes weeks after she resigned from her position as secretary and CEO of economic developments in the Evers administration. In her announcement video posted yesterday, she boasts helping create over 9,500 small businesses on city main streets across Wisconsin. She's joining Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, and State Representative Francisca Hong in the list of women vying for the governor's seat next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in Wabasha County on Friday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 26-year-old Eric Sanchez of St. Paul was traveling on County Road 11 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A former Hudson teacher who was charged with several sex crimes has pled guilty. 25-year-old Madison Bergman allegedly had an inappropriate relationship with a fifth grader. She was arrested in May of 2024 after the principal of Rivercrest Elementary called Hudson police. Investigators were shown screenshots of texts between Bergman and the boy. She talked about how much she enjoyed making out with him. Her handbag also revealed handwritten notes between the two. Nearly 100 more were recovered from her classroom. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden was talking about agriculture policy in a Saturday visit to Toma. The Western Wisconsin Republican spoke about his support of reducing regulations on the industry during a visit to the Bossard Cranberry Bogs. Van Orden is a member of the House Agriculture Committee. Wisconsin potato farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and vegetables locally. Wisconsin is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the potatoes are shipped out of state. Spokesperson Dana Rady says that when you're buying potatoes at the store, look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know that you're helping out local farmers. Three Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill was introduced by Senator Patrick Testin, Senate President Mary Felskowski, and Representative Patrick Snyder on Monday. If passed, patients would have to get a doctor's diagnosis as well as register with a new state office to get access to medical marijuana. But patients won't be allowed to smoke it. Assembly Republicans tried to pass a similar law last year, but did not get support from the Senate. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Spirit Airlines is ending flights at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Spirit has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in a year as the carrier struggles to compete against bigger airlines. The airline is shutting down services in a dozen other airports across the country. Spirit also plans to furlough more than 1,800 flight attendants before the end of the year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Reddick riding on confidence in Charlotte. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Despite deficits the last 2 years, Tyler Reddick still managed to secure a berth in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs round of eight. The 2311 racing pilot is well on the outside looking in this time around. At 11th in the standings, the California native is 29 points below the cut line.
I feel like we've gone into that race in a pretty tricky spot and survived it both times. So my gut would say, even if we're outside by 10 points, I think it's doable. Sitting where we are, I think that's a pretty hard number to overcome. You know, that's counting on others not getting stage points and everything else. So we've been able to overcome a deficit twice the last 2 years. So that does give me confidence.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Major League Baseball wildcard playoffs are underway. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Today is day one of four best-of-three wildcard series, including the Cubs and Padres at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Winner of that series will take on the Brewers in the divisional playoffs starting this weekend in Milwaukee. Packers are in their bye week after Sunday's tie with the Cowboys. They're off until a week from Sunday when they host Cincinnati. The Packers now 2-1-1 after their tie with the Cowboys. Football Badgers coming out of their bye and getting ready for Saturday's Big Ten matchup at Michigan. Badgers have a difficult month ahead with matchups against Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, and Oregon. NBA training camps underway. The Bucks open practice today in Milwaukee. They get their first look at newcomer Miles Turner, while Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined for a few days after testing positive from COVID-19. Badger women's hockey team holds on to the top spot in the women's college hockey polls. They'll host Maine this weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Do you know about the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund? Well, this endowment protects public lands across the Badger State, and it recently hit an important financial milestone of $3 million. I'll tell you more about the fund when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin recently announced that the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund has hit a big milestone, $3 million. Established to protect, restore, and improve habitat for Wisconsin's plants and animals, the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund supports the protection of the state's public lands for future generations. Wisconsin boasts more than 1.5 million acres of publicly owned forests, prairies, lakes, and parks, and managing those public lands requires dollars. The endowment provides a permanent source of funding for habitat improvement across some of these public lands, including state natural areas, parks, trails, as well as state forests. For every $1 million in the endowment, approximately 5% or $50,000 per year is distributed for habitat management. Last year, five high-priority habitat projects came to life in Calumet, Dane, Florence, Sauk, and Vilas counties. Learn more about the fund at wisconservation.org/cherish.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60. And mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
From the WASI report that came out today to the potential government shutdown to how about Mideast peace plans? All these factors weighing in on what we've seen on a Tuesday market trade. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield at World Dairy Expo, and joining us, Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And look at these numbers. What was your big kind of take back?
Yeah, I think that is exactly what it is, Susan. I think the other thing is, speaking of wheat, just real briefly, but because it's my leader in price action and trend for the grains overall, especially during this time of year when we're in the middle of row crop harvest in the northern hemisphere and we're wrapping up, you know, and getting done with the harvest. Obviously, with the winter wheat, we should start to have a better idea of the supply-demand fundamentals and specifically the export demand for U.S. wheat. So I would have liked to have seen the wheat stocks number be a lot lower than it was, but all wheat stocks came in up 6.4% versus last September. The trade was expecting it to be up about 2.5%. So we didn't get any favors there. As a result of that, the soft red wheat heading towards the major lows put in back at the end of August, early September time period. And that's something to really watch closely in all three of the major grains and oil seeds is the month-end, quarter-end price action and how they look on the long-term charts. But getting back to your question, the soybeans versus the corn, the trade had gone into the market up until the very few minutes before the report, essentially buying corn and selling soybeans because of the supply demand on the side of the export demand, much, much stronger for corn, much, much weaker for soybeans. The trade estimates were also thinking, okay, we're going to have about 5.6% less soybeans than last year in September, but we're going to have 24% less corn than last year. Well, USDA, there's always seems to be at least one big question after a major USDA report like we had, and it was that the USDA flipped those numbers and flipped the script. Instead, we had soybeans down 7.6% versus last year, corn only down 13%. So half the reduction in the corn in the trade was thinking it would be, including me. I mean, I was a little higher at about 1.4 billion bushels than the average trade guess. But I would say my big question, and I'll probably reach out to NASS on this next week, is how can we have only 24% less stocks of corn on September 1, and we have year-to-date export inspections up 52%? I know that's 25, 26 exports, but we have just been on such a barn-burning roll on the corn exports. It wouldn't make sense to me that we would have that many excess supplies of 24, 25 corn at this point.
Is there the lack of support right now for the soybeans, considering everything that's happening Middle East-wise, and as you look at this just grain as a whole?
Yeah, the big thing that I see in the soybeans, and this is where I've told clients and subscribers when I put out my midday flash report and when I talked last night on the update for the blog, I'm really going to watch the D's July corn spread and the Nov July bean spread. I think they were going to probably point to the right direction as far as what the trade is thinking now that we have this wide open harvest window for the next 6-7 days and a report we can't really do much with if you ask me at this stage. But for the soybeans specifically, you do have an issue with the Middle East peace process because the trade in crude oil, I think, is clearly expecting the Hamas terrorist organization to agree to this peace process. And we've seen a big break in the crude oil market as a result of that. We've gone from roughly $64-$65 a barrel back down to around $60 a barrel at this point, losing about $4 a barrel in about a three-day time period. That's weighing on the soybean oil, and that's why it's important to me. Also, I would say that there's some private Brazilian forecasters suggesting that Brazil's bean planting is going so fast, it is in record territory right now. And that could be price negative now. It may be price friendly down the road if they have a weather event and they turn into a drought because they're super dry. But right now, it seems like without Chinese business, we've got a lot of excess supply that the market sees. And that's why that $10 handle is so important in the November beans. And that's why I was hoping that the wheat and the corn would come in here and really change the dynamic of the beans wanting to leak and go lower.
How much concern should the market have, knowing that there is a looming government shutdown or a partial government shutdown, as some call it, that is going to happen probably at midnight tonight?
I'm thinking at this point, Susan, the trade really doesn't care too much about it as long as it gets solved by the end of this week. From what I'm picking up, we've been through this before. This is nothing new, especially given the different parties running the White House and the minority party really having a tough go of it right now because of the legislation that the Republicans have put through. It's not a surprise this has happened in the trade's mindset. I think we'll be nervous, though, if we come back next week and it's still ongoing, because that means lost government jobs. That means lack of transparency in supply-demand fundamentals at a very critical time period in terms of export inspections, export sales, things like that. And I think the one thing that maybe would be beneficial to the grains in the commodities, ag commodities in general, is if we go into next week, I'm going to be watching that dollar very closely. Is this the impetus to create a whole nother leg down and a wave of fresh selling in the U.S. dollar or not? Do we lose confidence in the United States because of the debt load? Do the bond yields and interest rates on Wall Street start to skyrocket because of there's nerves coming back into this market and the bond market? And then does that pressure the dollar lower into territory we haven't seen yet in 2025? And I think that's really important, again, because we're jumping into Q4 now after Tuesday's trade. And it really is important, especially from a livestock perspective, because those prices in Q4 of 2014 really changed in terms of the cattle markets. And we tended to find quite a bit of resistance to the upside.
What do you see as a spurring factor for this cattle market to turn themselves back around today?
It was very simple math to me. I'm probably oversimplifying it, Susan. But first, we checked the monthly low in live cattle. We came within 40 cents of the monthly low in fats of 28.80. That's a huge number for me technically now, not to close below. But you can see, once again, with the Commitment of Traders report last week, funds had dialed back their net longs in cattle, and feeders especially, cutting their feeder net longs in half, essentially, over the last few weeks. And now I think they're picking them right back up again. Why? Because the corn market went lower. I just don't think we can underestimate the importance of the speculative funds and how they're trading the feeders against the corn. And that's going to be one of the major sources of price action and trend direction, I think, in both commodities as we get into 2026. And what I'm saying there is we got to be really ready for a major low in corn and a major high in feeders, locking in that feed and locking in those marketings. And I think that's really the biggest challenge that I'll probably have in the livestock sector. The last thing I'll say about the cattle side of the equation is that we saw a three-year low in the Chinese hog futures this week as October hogs at the Merck were making new contract highs. I think something's going to have to give there. I'm thinking maybe hogs won't be as supportive of a feature to the cattle market in the last quarter of this year.
All right. Thanks so much. Mike Zuzulo joining us today to break down this Tuesday market action. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Tuesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action, feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevier Durand. Cash corn 356, October, November 356, December 361, new crop 26, 399. Cash and November beans 892, December 9 even, January 905, new crop 26, 944. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and November corn 365.5, December 370.5, January 388. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 371. December 368, January 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash in new crop corn 360, cash in new crop beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 365, new crop 26 409, cash beans 907, new crop 26 964. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn and November corn 369. Meanwhile, cash and November beans at 911. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 358, new crop 362, cash beans and new crop at 919. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 222, market cows 110 to 168. Bulls at 160 to 210, calves 230 to 1700, beef steers 275 to 645, Holstein steers 210 to 600, sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, and market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 222 to 237. Finished beef heifers 222 to 237. Finished dairy steers 210 to 220. Market cows 120 to 149. Market bulls 157 to 199. That is a check of markets reporting from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. At an event last week in Missouri, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced several big moves by the USDA, including food aid purchases, an investigation into input suppliers, and hinted at a farmer bailout to come. I'll have the details after this. Are you looking to build a pole barn, workshop, ag building, or that dream garage? Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester Building Systems. For over 75 years, with more than 180,000 buildings dotting the landscape, Lester has been America's trusted partner for custom pre-engineered post-frame buildings that last. Whether you're a farmer, business owner, or just need more space, they've got your back. With top-tier materials, innovative design, and a team that knows how to get it done. From concept to completion, it's your building, your way, backed by local expertise and the strength of a national brand. Expect a professional, hassle-free experience. Design it, visualize it at lesterbuildings.com. That's lesterbuildings.com. Lester Building Systems, for a building that lasts a lifetime. In a wide-ranging speech last Thursday, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins told a Kansas City crowd that the USDA has made some big moves, including ramping up its purchases of crops for food aid. Rollins announced that the USDA will buy 417,000 metric tons of U.S. commodities. That's equal to about 16 million bushels of corn and sorghum. The grain will be used to support several international food aid programs, including the McGovern-Dole Food for Education and Food for Progress programs. The agency says the move will also help boost export demand. She also pointed to rising production costs as a key source of pressure on farm margins. Since 2020, seed prices have increased 18%, fuel is up 30%, and fertilizer costs are up by 37%. Machinery and expenses are also higher, up 73% over that same time period. The secretary said the administration supports continued interest rates cuts and may redirect certain federal funds to provide additional support to farmers as early as this week. She also said the USDA and the Department of Justice have signed a joint memorandum to increase antitrust enforcement in the agricultural supply chain, with the goal of promoting competition and limiting foreign interference. Secretary Rollins also addressed the nation's shrinking cattle herd, which she said is now at its lowest level in 75 years. She cited consolidation, disease risks, and the loss of smaller operations as contributing factors to the decline. Rollins ruled out direct payments in order to rebuild the cattle supply, saying the administration does not want to distort the market, and instead pointed to land access and disease prevention programs as areas of focus. When asked about a broader financial support program, Rollins said the USDA is not yet ready to announce a farmer payment program, though discussions are ongoing. At around the same time, President Donald Trump told reporters he does intend to use tariff revenues to aid farmers, a proposal similar to actions taken during his first administration. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Well, in Kansas City last week, Secretary Rollins also performed the swearing-in ceremony for new USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. Fordyce, who farms and raises cattle outside Bethany, Missouri, told me at the Farm Progress Show that he was ready to get to work for American farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60. And mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Traffic jam.
looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent.
Another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call. That would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my
down throws, and good old Johnny, he's the light.
party. It's like Cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city where.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's supposed to hurt, it's a broken heart, but the moving on is the hardest part. It comes in waves, the letting go, but the memory fades. Everybody knows, everybody knows. What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes and then right back, lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over you?
Maybe months go by, maybe years from now, and I meet someone and it's working out.
What?
chains around.